Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
We're back. It's a Football Friday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and half of Fritz. Ike, it's Halloween. How you feeling, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, brother Spike. It is Friday. What we got? Ghouls, goblins, and all type of things out there about on the streets tonight. Please
be witches.
Safe. Jackie Demons. Baseball is in a damn closet right now, but he's going to join us here. I'm excited to have DVL, Deep Voice Luke, behind the glass. Could be the start of something new.
Yep.
Holla at your boy.
I got a nice little blanket wrapped around my legs on my couch. I can get used. I might start doing this every Friday.
Well, no, you won't.
I don't know. I don't know, Jim.
Well, I know. Deep Voice Luke, how you feeling over there?
You rang.
There he is.
You're feeling great.
In the holiday spirit, the Halloween spirit. So happy Halloween to you and yours. Remember when you're driving out there today, remember the little ones could be running across the street. Be safe.
Please.
Drive slow. I am that guy in my neighborhood. When somebody drives through the neighborhood too fast, slow down.
Yeah, with the bleep.
Yeah, so... big show as always, a Football Friday. Nick Kostos joins us in about 45 minutes to give you your picks for the weekend. We have a different version of Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3 o'clock. Elliot joins us every Friday at 3. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Jaws at 4. We'll have Tommy down the shore later. It is a big, big, big show. But this is a big show for the WIP afternoon show community. So the rumor going around is that the Eagles are very, very interested in Myles Garrett. If you didn't hear it, here is what Yahoo's Charles Robinson said yesterday about the Eagles and Myles Garrett.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high-ranking people and other teams that are clearly on the phones that, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett and how he'd give up, like, 3 first-round picks for him, which... if it's coming for the Eagles, those are 3 late firsts. So it's like even arguable when you get through the draft process, how many first round grades do you really have? Maybe you have between 14 and 18 in a typical year. And that means that if you're drafting in the late 20s, early 30s, you're not even getting a player that's really considered on your board unless you're lucky. You're not getting a player that maybe
that's
you have first
need.
Round grade on.
We don't need anything more than that. We don't need anything more. So Charles Robinson said the Eagles are hot after Myles Garrett, willing to give up 3 first round picks. This show is a message to the Eagles and a message to Howie Roseman that we would like you to do the deal. And this is from us, but it is also from you, 215-592-9494. I believe that Howie needs to know that we're okay giving away draft picks for the best defensive player in the NFL. Howie Roseman, go make sure that you're the best team in the NFC. Go give us every chance possible to go win another Super Bowl. This is Do the Deal Friday. Look what happens, Ike. when players that are in losing situations, good players who are in losing situations come here to the Eagles. Saquon Barkley, good player, becomes an all-time player.
Yep.
Mekhi Becton, a flat-out bust, becomes a Pro Bowl-level offensive guard with the Eagles. Zach Bond, a special teams player, becomes a candidate for defensive player of the year. Trade the first-round picks, but Howie needs to hear it from us. It's okay. We give permission. We understand first-round picks are valuable, but you know what's more valuable, Ike? The best defensive player in the NFL.
Yeah.
Do the deal.
Yeah, what do you think? You think, I'm interested to see what this poll result is, because I'm wondering. I would do it without question. Yeah, are you kidding me? It's Myles Garrett. He's in the prime of his career. We're in a win-now mode. We're not going to be thinking about what first-round pick we gave up.
No.
If we win a Super Bowl this year.
No.
We're just not. We're not going to care. The more and more you get to winning, and that's all that matters, the less and less the draft picks become as significant to you from the standpoint of, oh, we can't give up draft picks. If it's a legit way to enhance the roster, bring a more talented player onto your team, and by doing that, increase your chances of winning a title, I don't see how you can be against that, especially if the Eagles are willing to do it.
Do it.
And you don't go sniffing or making a call for a player the caliber of Myles Garrett unless you're serious about it.
Yes.
Just like they were about the Michael Parsons move, where some reports said they put a better offer on the table than Green Bay did. Jerry just didn't want to trade him in the division.
And we don't have that problem here. You know, a message to the Cleveland Browns. We're not even in the same conference as you. You're not even going to have to deal with it. Worst case scenario, you play Myles Garrett in the Super Bowl?
How likely is that, Cleveland?
Yes.
Come on, man. Myles Garrett will be retired and in the Hall of Fame by the time you get to the Super Bowl.
And in an Eagles uniform.
In an Eagles uniform. Yeah. And if it happens, it happens. And I know that like, if you're an organization, you're worried about, oh, we're trading first-round picks for a 29-year-old. You know, maybe he doesn't. We want to win now. This guy, Ike, Myles Garrett, last week, had 5 sacks in one game. 5 sacks in one game.
Yeah.
Like and what did he say after the game? He said, you know, he would trade those 5 sacks for a win. I have an idea. How about 5 sacks and a win?
Well, he should have signed the extension then if he wanted the win.
Well, you know, they put the money in front of him, but here's his opportunity actually. So we saw Myles Garrett at Radio Row in New Orleans, and we screamed at him, you know, come to Philly, come to Philly, come to Philly. He smiled, he walked away. But later that day, he was on with Zach Yelp on the Xfinity Sports Network, and Zach asked him which fans were most passionate about having you come to their team. Here's what Myles Garrett had to say.
When you walk around here today, what's the one team that you got the most? Hey, come join my team.
Oh, man. The Eagles have been out in full force.
Yes. Yes.
Led by us.
Yes. And then he was asked if he would like to play in Philadelphia. Here's what he had to say.
Could see yourself eating some cheesesteaks and winning a championship in the city of brotherly love.
I mean, we went there for a preseason. I definitely got me a cheesesteak. You know, it lived up to my hopes. And now I'm not going to stay too attached to any one team at this point. You know, I know my fate really is in my hands, but, you know, it would be a hell of a destination.
Come on, man.
Hell of a destination.
I'm going to tell you what else.
Do the deal, Howie.
Howie got a chance to see him again up close and personal.
Oh, the joint practice.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's where I was like, wow. This dude.
Was it Lizardo level like?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
different.
Probably more.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he looks like a damn freak and when you see him. Like, you just, and I mean that in the most complimentary way that I can.
Yep.
The height, the weight, the way that, you know, that you could tell he's in great physical shape and doing what, come on, man.
Well, that's just
sound effects unnecessary.
From a football perspective.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But you see what he's doing, even at 20, 28, 29, he's probably your leading candidate, if not one, certainly in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year.
How about having three guys on your defense who could theoretically be a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year? Two of them on the defensive line, one of them a linebacker. Mm-hmm. At some point, one of them a cornerback.
Yep.
215-592-9494. It's a Do the Deal Friday. We want you to give the Eagles permission to trade the draft picks to pursue a guy like Myles Garrett. I know it might sound like a pipe dream, but these rumors don't come from nowhere. And if it's possible, I just...
And if you're Cleveland,
yes,
you should be looking to move Myles Garrett. You're not going to win anything with him. It's an opportunity while he's still healthy to cash in. It's the one chip that you have.
The longer you wait, the less you're going to get for him.
Yes.
He'll get older. As you said, there's a possibility of injury. You don't want him to become more disgruntled.
Don't even have a quarterback, so you know you're not winning anytime soon. Even if you get a quarterback in the draft, there's going to be a rookie that has to go through a rookie learning curve. You're not winning anytime soon. Myles Garrett, he'll be 33 by the time that team is ready to do anything.
And we get him a little bit. We have the bye week here. We get a full week of practice with Myles Garrett. All right, it is Do the Deal Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show, 215-592-9494. Give permission to Howie and the Philadelphia Eagles to trade three first-round picks. And I have faith in Howie that maybe he might not replenish all three first-round picks, but he'll find a way.
Yeah.
He's found a way to get draft picks.
Yep.
Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
HELL YEA. Hell yeah, man. Myles Garrett is a next level player. Myles Garrett is a Hall of Fame player. What are we talking about? And, I mean, we're going to get to pick that when we trade AJ anyway, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the season, whenever we win the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's like, why do we not do like anybody that's saying we shouldn't do this? Oh, like three picks. Like, man, listen, I don't care about that. Our window is now. Like, we got the best GM in the league. So this man traded Sam Bradford and got a first round pick. He traded Carson Wentz, which was good, but he was damaged at the time, and got a first round pick. So when it comes to having assets and creating more assets, I know we don't really want to talk about the gambling in sports, but I'm a gamble on that guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gamble.
Well, you're
on
allowed to gamble. Yeah.
To get, you know, picks back. So you got to do this deal. And listen, I'm in Ohio. I'm gonna talk to him. I'm gonna get the fans on our side to tell us. This man had 5 sacks and they lost by 20.
Yeah. We need to call up to the Cleveland station and get him out of there.
Yeah.
He had 5 sacks and they lost by 20. Let that sink in. Your guy gave you 5 sacks. Y'all still lost by 20. Y'all ain't even close to winning. Get him up out of there. You know what I'm saying? We give you some picks. You know what I'm saying? You want Nolan Smith? We give you that. You know what I'm saying? We can negotiate. You know what I'm saying? We can negotiate.
Yeah, 2 picks and Nolan Smith.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Get Myles Garrett to the city of brotherly love. You know what I'm saying? Win a chip this year. Keep this dynasty rolling. And anybody that called up here saying no about these picks, listen, y'all. Y'all didn't like Howie's picks 4 years ago. 5 years ago. Everybody saying he couldn't pick. Now everybody, you know what I'm saying? We got a chameleon as a GM. He can do whatever. He the best ever. You know what I'm saying? Ever. Hall of Fame. So,
yeah.
Listen, and how we trust, get the deal done.
Get it done.
I'll let y'all.
All right, Corey. He is a true difference maker. The idea of him being
on Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett. Him on the same
Corey.
No. Well, Corey's a difference maker too.
In his own way.
Yeah, and you know, if not talking bad about Ohio, but I'm sure.
Don't talk about Mahomes.
You know, come to a real place over here.
We got the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. What do you
Spike
guys got?
Spike doesn't even like the Jersey Shore.
No, I don't.
That's not true.
I'm a Delaware guy.
He's the Delaware guy.
Oh, right. But he also, that's because he robbed all the stores. Jersey Shore.
That's right.
I love it.
Pickpocketer down there. Yeah.
Not pickpocket.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah. It was shoplifting, not pickpocket. I never
said arson,
from people.
But that wasn't close.
No, you're a bootlicker trying to
here we go.
Trying to protect the big boardwalk business.
Oh, so you hate small business.
I don't hate small business. It's big business at the boardwalk. Those t-shirts cost $3 to make. They're the lowest quality t-shirts you can get. So you may notice that Jack isn't here today. He is on the show, but he's not here.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Well, yep. Don't call yourself an elephant.
Yeah, you're not that big. You're down 10.
Down 20.
Yep.
20, 25, 30.
Well, would you like to address it, Jack?
No. I thought you guys wanted to address it. So
I'm just listening.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that on my tombstone, the first thing it says is family, man. Because that's what this is all about. So, yeah, I'm doing the first 2 hours from home, and it's going to be a great show. I'm as locked in as ever. That's evident by everything I did before the show.
Yeah.
And I'm fully prepared and ready to go, ready to rock.
So can the button pusher give his full value if he's not pressing the buttons? That is the big question.
Well, thankfully, me and Broads cleared that up behind the scenes this morning as well. So, yes, that has been diffused, the big brouhaha between me and Broads. But, yeah, no, of course, my full value is 100% behind the glass. So, I mean, are we kidding?
Well, Ike, let me ask you this. Do you think Jack should be paid full salary for today?
It's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing quarter of the work, right?
Yeah.
It's actually probably less than quarter.
Yeah, probably less than quarter of the work.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you get what you earn, and you work a half a day, you get a half day's pay.
That's what I think. Yeah. As well.
Maybe I'll give back the rest of my salary, like people want the athletes to do in town.
Well, and the last thing I'd say, awesome. I'll ask you this: Jack says he wants to be, you know, father of the year. That's why he's staying home. Isn't the most important thing he can do as a father provide for his family?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. How about pay the bills every month?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Do you? Do you, though?
You're out here trying to get memories.
Yeah.
They're not even old enough to do Halloween.
Son
doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah,
man. He's not even one yet.
Yeah,
he's got no clue.
Yeah,
he's got absolutely no clue. So yeah, listen, you know, is what it is. Also, Ike, I wanted to break it to you on the air.
What happened?
This is a long-standing bit of our show, going back to the previous shows.
Yeah,
Jill has a car.
Whoa!
I know. Yeah.
So the other thing Mr. Moneybags did.
Wow.
Is buy another car.
Wow.
Hold on.
What are we doing around here?
No,
salaries going up.
Turn them down, Luke.
How many damn books have you sold?
Yeah, I know. Well, when you don't have to go to work to earn your pay, I guess you can gallivant all over the Delaware Valley buying cars.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
How about that?
Yeah.
Listen, it's only 12 years old. It has 160,000 miles on it. Doesn't
nobody cares.
Matter.
Shut up. No, the used cars are top value right now.
I hope it's not 12 years old, man.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We're working on it. We're working on a budget over here.
Meanwhile, Jack's driving the EV to work every day.
60,000 miles on it, man.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, point A to point B.
Yeah.
That's what we are in this household.
Poor Jill's car is going, while Jack's EV is going.
Dude. might even glide. Yeah. No problems turning on.
That was unbelievable, man.
Just goes.
This. He puts up with you with this, man.
215-592-9494. We're here giving permission, almost demanding the Eagles do the deal to get Myles Garrett.
Another car in 2 years.
Three first-round picks.
Shut up.
Well, cars last a while now. Well, but she's not going to put many miles on it, right?
Yeah, I hope they got the oil change.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Shout out to Scott Honda.
Yeah, it's Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Mike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Oh, popping, fellas.
What up, Yosh?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, Luke scared me when he answered the phone. I forgot he was going to answer the phone. It made me jump for a second. Man, yep. It sounded like Dad going to lift you, right?
Well, everyone thinks he's doing a bit. He's not doing a bit.
That's how he really sounds.
It's how he sounds.
I know. Yeah. Hey, I believe it. I talked to him a few times. I know that thing. I know his voice is real.
Yeah, not that thing.
Yeah, man. I be slipping when I be talking sometimes. Hey. I go get Myles Garrett right now, man. Like, yes. Come on, man. You got to get him. I mean, oh, my God. I don't know, man. He just powerful. He's fast. He's exclusive. 6'3", 200 and some pounds, man. Hey, if we go get him, you can start using the G word, what's his name, before he hit the dotted line with the pen, man. So it will be guaranteed. I mean, he going to make everybody in on the defense better. I mean, with Jalen Carter, he not only a quarterback predator, he's a run stopper. He's top two in the league right now, probably top 10, top 15 all time in the league. When you look at him, that boy is a beast. And he had a good age, 29 years old. I mean, 10-plus sacks, what's the name in the last, what?
Every year, it seems like, yeah.
Every year, man. You got to go get him. He's massive. I want that boy. I want him. Not like that.
Slow down.
Sounds a little suspect right now.
He is a beast. You got to go get him. And before I get out of here, hope you all have a beautiful, blessed weekend. And Spike, you made me go down a rabbit hole on Sydney Sweeney last night. Because I said, yes, she is nice.
Oh, I can't believe you guys didn't know.
I know her. I was upset that they didn't know her. Yeah. I was going to hit you up, but I was like, I don't want to be singing like a little freak, you know, because I hit like one night with my cats on my lap. And I was like, I'm at home, too, with all this you-know-what on my lap. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. Tom.
What in the world?
Yeah. And Jack was lying. Jack knows who she is. Ike was not lying. Yeah, yeah. No, Jack was lying.
Ike, you better get up on your white women, baby.
Yeah.
Slow down.
I think Ike did a lot of research last night.
Before I go, hey, Ike, you say you like cougars?
Yes.
Hey, man, I just happened to fall up on that jump in the broom, and that Angela Bassett, boy.
Yeah. Angie, yeah. She's still bad. She's still bad.
Yes, all right. You made it all good with the delegation by evening things out.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. You guys are both fine.
We got to go somewhere where Ike know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I got to stick with my brother. Don't use suntan lotion. We got to stick together.
All right.
Good luck, y'all guys. Have a great weekend, baby.
All right, Yosh.
All right, thank you, Yosh.
A lot going on.
Now. Yeah, there's always a lot going on.
What a problem.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Luke to sing 5:30 Creed.
Oh, you know the words, right?
Of course I know the words.
You have to start with you rang. Don't just come on the air.
Yep. It's got to be you rang first.
You rang. Of course I know the
there
words.
There we go. All right. That'll be good. All right. 215-592-94.
I cried out, heaven save me.
Your voice is not even close. It's, I cried out. There we go.
There we go.
215-592-9494. It's Do the Deal Friday. We want to give permission to the Eagles to trade all those draft picks for Myles Garrett, the best defensive player in the NFL. And coming up next, he did it again, Ike.
Yes.
Brandon Graham had something to say about A.J. Brown. He did it on his podcast. You know, he did it last year. Mm-hmm. We had a whole hubbub. And I would say this is not quite as revelatory, but it is certainly interesting. So we will play that for you next. Also, Nick Costos coming up to give his picks for the weekend. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.